I'm George Walker. To Quiet the Quiet is in the Ted Jones Playhouse of the Bloomington Playwrights Project. Christy Hall's play is this year's Newman Woodward Drama Award winner. It's a wonderfully twisted, dark play with a snappy, short, aha ending that took me right back through the play with those details that were all in plain sight and that I should have picked up on. As the lights come up on David Wade's set, there's a room with a small square table, a couple of simple straight-back chairs lit by a single overhead bulb. On the left, close to us, is a coat tree, and a little further back, a screen door. Scott Van Wy, IU and Cardinal Stage Company star, is Quinn. He's coaching Priscilla Barnes from Jane the Virgin. This show's Kathy. He's hectoring the confused woman on the details of a story about a dinner. Her guest, David Ansbaugh, of Rudy and Hoosiers fame, was Kathy's former husband, Todd. Ansbaugh is acting and directing To Quiet the Quiet. Quinn is clearly frustrated with Kathy's answers, pacing about, lighting cigarette after cigarette, going over and over the actual facts and the story that they're concocting. I was a bit surprised by his level of anger. Sometimes, as with a dinner salad preparation, he wanted the facts. Sometimes, as with actual welcome, he wanted a plausible story. Over and over, he had to repeat the sequence, always threatening that he would not be there when others asked for her account. The obedient Kathy is a difficult student. Sometimes she gets things right. Sometimes, as in the order of salad preparation, she gets them wrong, and there's not really any rhyme or logical reason for her successes or her mistakes. Quinn was her younger next-door neighbor growing up, and when he totally gives up, Kathy pulls out all the stops and tells him that his mother wouldn't like his leaving. It's back between the two of them, with Kathy eventually totally losing it, needing to chew on a towel and take deep breaths to get back in control. Though David Wade's set and lighting have been quite plain, there are ups and downs around the raised stage, and throughout there's an almost surrealistic aspect as Quinn stalks about and up and down, and even Kathy takes her turn through the spaces. There's more to the set, though, and all of a sudden the backstage area is cleared to reveal a brightly lit kitchen. In a flashback to an earlier time, Quinn disappears. Kathy has a chicken in the oven and is chopping vegetables for that salad we mentioned. David Ansbaugh, as Kathy's former husband Todd, comes for what he plans to be a quick visit while Kathy has a dinner in mind. Todd is warmly but warily concerned, wants to keep his distance. We learn that Todd has a steady girlfriend, and there are legal questions about Kathy's condition and her future independence. In the fraught conversation that follows, there's a powerfully detailed and mysterious story of a long-ago daughter, her birth, brief life, and the breakdown and struggle that Todd and Kathy went through. This leads to a surprising, explosive moment that starkly explains everything about the story that Quinn was working with Kathy to fabricate. Then there was that aha ending, and I was left to wend my way back through the drama as I went home. Christy Hall's To Quiet the Quiet with David Ansbaugh, Priscilla Barnes and Scott Van Wy at the Bloomington Playwrights Project continues through the 25th. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.